On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, welcome indeed. Fantastic to be with you for another edition of the show. Looking forward to keeping you company over the next hour. On today's show, we go inside Cairns Hospital's emergency department with local businesswoman Bree James. Bree talks about her very confronting experience heading down onto the emergency department in recent days. Crazy scenes. Very, very scary indeed in terms of what's happening down there at our hospital. We also have a look at a major skill shortage facing the construction sector with Sharon Dawson. She's got a great perspective on the local construction scene and how we get staff and skilled tradies into a whole range of projects and the threat that it poses, the threat that that skill shortage poses to our local economy going forward. We have a really interesting chat with a professor of marketing from RMIT in Melbourne. He's calling for the Queensland government to start changing its tune when it comes to COVID-19. He's saying the days of spreading fear are over. Fear and negativity need to end, and we need to start seeing some positivity from our political leaders. We need to see that light at the end of the tunnel so that we can start to plan and get our tourists back into our state and our beautiful region. Minister Craig Crawford is on the line to chat about a topic that I've really been focusing on in recent weeks, and that is the disastrously low vaccination rates on Indigenous communities. We'll have a chat to Craig about what is the government going to do if those vaccination rates on Indigenous communities don't get up to 70 or 80% when the rest of the community is at those levels. Very, very big topic facing our state, that is for sure. We also chat to some people from local charity Couch, find out what they're up to. It's a big show, as usual. Let's get stuck into it.